The Reuben Scanlon House.
You're later than I was told you'd be. Suppose that's to be expected when a windbag like Milton Hay gets talking to you. Judge Scanlon is out, but I'm his wife and mistress of this house, and I welcome you. My husband has served Pittsfield as its mayor and as a judge. We Scanlons are political supporters of Mr. Lincoln. In fact, on one of his visits to Pittsfield, Mr. Lincoln stayed right here in my home. I knew all those famous lawyers and politicians, and I can tell you they weren't any better than anybody else. As fond as I was of Mr. Lincoln, he could be downright exasperating sometimes. I tell you, I've heard tell of the temper that Mrs. Lincoln sometimes displayed, but I can sympathize with her some. Like the time that Judge Scanlon had me prepare a special turkey dinner with all the fixings special for Mr. Lincoln and all the politicians. Well, Mr. Lincoln got to telling stories over at the drugstore and time got lost. I finally had to send help over to fetch him. Could hardly get him to stop his storytelling. Dinner was stone cold by the time they finally got over here. All that hard work for nothing. But I told Mr. Lincoln to his face. I says, "Mr. Lincoln, you are the laziest man there ever was. Good for nothing except to tell stories." He laughed it off, but I tell you, I have empathy for poor Mary Lincoln, I do. Still, I'm proud of the fact that Judge Scanlon was important enough that Mr. Lincoln stayed here on one of his visits to town. The bed we let him use is now over at the old Shasted House. I hope you had a chance to see it when you were there. I hope you'll come back again when there's more time for a proper visit.
Thanks for visiting. Please proceed to the next location.